I was going to try to make this a little more simplified for some of the people in the audience and maybe clarify some things and make sure that I'm understanding the entire issue. So first of all, TID 6 is in District 6, which is why Alderman Nelson is concerned about its progress. And it's my understanding that we have taken out the $6 million. The developers have asked for a draw of approximately that already, which is basically they're asking to be paid for the money that they put in the ground as far as infrastructure.
That's correct.
Okay. And then they believe that we allowed a total of $9 million. We've taken out $6 in bonds. We have an obligation to pay another $3 because we have an agreement with them. For Alderman Nelson's understanding of the rest of us, the $3 million that's remaining will be paid for what? What have we gotten so far in the ground for our $6 million and what is yet to be paid? And I don't need a big, long, just simplify pretty much water, sewer, something like that. $6 million went to what so far and what's left for the $3 million we have to bond for?
For the most part, it's utilities. So they've strung a water line down Loomis from Victory Lamb Church. They've strung water line throughout the park and the residential subdivision. And sanitary sewer, done a lot of storm sewer and earth grading materials mostly. Some road they're getting ready to pave real soon, but that's not included here.
Okay, so are we expecting or hopeful they're going to get Monarch Drive paved? Because I'm going to guess that's one of the ones that still need to be paved.
Yes, that's Monarch is the one that would go down in front of Strauss. That will probably not get paved this year. They would love to do that, but I think they're going to run out of weather. So they are looking for the residential subdivision to get the binder on and curb and gutter and so forth.
Okay. So the road that they have yet to put in, that is the road to feed Strauss. It's the driveway for Strauss, pretty much. Okay. And then the water and sewer is running down that road, correct?
Yes, I believe the water and sewer has been installed down that road.
Okay. All right. I'm just, because there was some questions about if they're using TID or not for the Strauss, and it seems like while they specifically aren't having to ask for TID, they're benefiting from the $6 million and the $3 million of a total $9 million for the entire TID district. A portion of that is a benefit for them, correct? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all.
Anyone else? Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Mayor. Yes, page 6 of your report, same TID issue, date, green line. One of the easy numbers, so hopefully with the more complicated numbers, they're more accurate. And several times a year, or a couple times at least, it refers to TIF districts, plural. It is only for district TIF District 6, correct?
These funds are for TIF District 6 only. The Quarles and Brady, the city's bond council, has drafted the documents in a broad language form so that should something happen that we need to reappropriate these monies for something else, we have that flexibility. That would come to you for authorization.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, three motions. First motion, to adopt resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, an initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $3,175,000 for community development projects in tax incremental districts.
So moved.
Second.
Let's do roll calls. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Danders.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion adopting resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, a resolution providing for the sale of not to exceed $3,175,000 general obligation community development bond series 2020B. Madam Clerk.
We need a motion and a second.
Motion, please.
Alderman Dandrea moved.
Dandrea.
Second.
Hanneman. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Motion to adopt resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, a resolution directing publication of notice to electors relating to bond sale.
So moved.
Second.
No need for roll call. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G3, an authorization to Shen Milson Wilkie to perform an analysis of the stadium sound system at Franklin Field. I'll just give you the brief one. This is an attempt to fix the problem, not study it. You guys can do whatever you want. These guys are world-renowned experts in sound and audio visual. If you want to do something different, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Mayor.
Yeah, they probably are, but to be honest with you, the way this was written up, that they're one of your contacts, Mr. Mayor, that doesn't lead us a great deal of confidence in their...
Then do something else. I don't care.
Okay, well, I'd like to refresh everyone's memory a little bit, if I could. And thank you very much for bringing this up. And thanks, Mike, for turning down the speakers for the movies. I hear that that's much better now, so thank you.
By the way, Alderman,
yes, sir.
I hate to interrupt, but don't send me any emails. I don't want to hear them, okay? Don't call me. Don't send me any emails. This would have fixed the problem. You guys know better, then do it. I'm out.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to refresh everyone's memory here, okay? 2018, now we trust our staff. We have the greatest staff in the world. You've said that many times yourself. We trust our staff, and we've always had great staff. In 2018, staff would note that the sounds and lights from the facilities comprising the Rock Sports Complex portion of the PDD might have significant impacts not only upon adjacent developments but upon the existing adjacent neighborhoods as well. It can be noted that decibel levels assumed by the applicant are incorrect for these type of uses, that lighting levels can be cumulative and partially at night sound noise levels as experienced by the neighbors can be significant, and they are affected by the wind direction and distance from the noise. Our staff further recommended to Plan Commission and this council. Now, this council voted on this. Alderwoman Wilhelm was absent. Alderwoman Hanneman was not yet on the council. But our staff recommended to Plan Commission that a comprehensive outdoor sound study of the Rock Sports Complex incorporated both the existing and proposed events and facilities, that such study shall identify and recommend such practices, equipment, and systems to not only fairly comply with all pertinent city noise regulations and standards, but which also reasonably addresses neighbors' concerns, that such study be reviewed by an independent party of the city's choosing and at the applicant's reasonable expense for review and acceptance by the Common Council prior to any further development within the Rock Sports Complex, and recommendations from the comprehensive sound study apply to existing facilities or events shall be implemented by the applicant within 2 years from the date of acceptance of the study of the Common Council. Our staff goes on, and I appreciate you wanting to fix the problem. Let's do that once and for all. Staff goes on, applicant requested and Plan Commission recommended change. Staff objects and recommends preparation of a comprehensive sound study as detailed in staff comments from the stadium dated May 13th, and the current city noise standard of 55 decibels at the property boundary be utilized, and that the sound meters are installed as recommended by staff. Staff also recommends that the comprehensive sound study include an analysis of the anticipated sound levels at the nearest inhabited residential dwelling, factoring difference in wind direction, and if such levels are not approaching zero after 11 p.m., that the 40 decimal level be implemented from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. This was recommended by staff to Planning Commission and to the council, and the council rejected it on a 4-1 vote. I was the only one that voted for it. I think we should fix the problem, and I appreciate Mike's dedication to wanting to do that. Let's do it right. It's about solutions. Mike's about solutions. He told us that a month ago when he was here, before we fixed the drive-in. I move that we table this, send it to staff for review, have them review all pertinent factors and all previous requirements, and come up with a plan to have a comprehensive sound study done, and we get it vetted, and we review it at this council.
Second.
Well, Mr. Council President, the meeting is yours.
I've got a first and a second. Alderwoman Hanneman, on questions.
I just have a couple of questions at the moment. In our request for council action sheet, we say the visit to the stadium during the playoff game was on 9/5. But yet, in the proposal by Shen, Milsom, and Wilkie, it says that they did their initial survey on September 13th. Which was it? Do we know? Because we need to, if we do accept this, we need to be very clear on the date that is being reviewed. And I don't know in my mind that one date necessarily gives an overall view of the situation. But the other question I have is, why would something, and for the record, I think I know the answer, but why would something like this not go out for public bid?
It was the 15th.
I wasn't involved in this. The mayor was. If the mayor wants to respond to this, I think
there's a lot of experts in this room. They don't need me.
I believe the mayor, being in the industry, as long as he has been, he was asking someone to help resolve this sooner than later. He's taking it as time is of the essence, in my opinion, and he was trying to help in the situation. Obviously, if the motion appears to want to redirect it to staff, then, Alderwoman, your questions can be vetted to see. I believe the Milwaukee Milkmen won on a Wednesday, and it wasn't on a weekend. Okay, and because they, Michael, you can correct me and nod if I'm correct.
What was the question, I'm sorry?
The final day that the Milkmen won the championship.
We were out of town, but we were having a viewing party, which I think is what disrupted.
Correct. Was that on the 9th?
No, it was like
14th or 15th. So it was after the date of the 13th here. Okay. But, Alderwoman, what specifically are you asking? You want to know the dates. The motion that Alderman Mayor is asking is that we investigate it. Do you want to support that motion? I mean, we can call the motion. I don't have an answer for you at this point. But the answer could be obtained. Okay, but not for this. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm a little bit confused, and I would have asked the question during citizen comment, but we typically don't go back and forth, although there was some of that tonight, which wanted me to ask the question, but I held off because I knew it was on the agenda. But there was a comment from Mr. Mayor Zimmerman that he said he didn't want to pay for this twice. Mm-hmm. And so I'm confused on if there's a payment with the county one or this one, or if this is trying to offset the county one. So could someone clarify if this replaces that, or what was the thing about paying for it twice?
You know, we can... Mr. We can ask Mr. Zimmerman then to come up. Is there a motion to allow Mr. Zimmerman to answer that question?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Okay, the motion passes.
So I'm not obligated to pay for anything. I have a contract with the city that allows me to have 79 decibel levels. That's my contract with the city. I want to get to the right answer. The only person, Dan, well, I appreciate what you're saying. You have never called me. You've never been to the site.
I don't think we're...
No, but I think it's context. I get to speak. You asked me to come up here, and I get to...
To answer a question, Michael, not to argue with us.
No, the issue is there's people trying to solve a problem. The mayor has experience here. He came up with a solution. He said, I need you to pay for it. I said, fine. If that's not good enough, somebody else come up with something. I met with the neighbors. You guys didn't. I met with the neighbors. We're trying to get to the right answer, and you guys are the obstacle. I said I'd pay for it. If you guys want different rules, then somebody else come up with them. You guys are the biggest obstacle to this right now. And it's not fair to the neighbors, and it's not fair to me as an operator.
Thanks, Mike.
Mark.
Alderman Mayor.
Return to regular order of business.
We'll return to regular order of business. Do I have to have a motion on that? Or just can I have a motion to
so
return
moved.
To mesh?
Second.
Okay, I got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So, Alderman Mayor, I had Alderman Barber back there raising his hand. Mike?
Did you say Alderman Mayor?
No.
Oh.
I said Alderman Barber.
Okay. I don't know why we can't go ahead with this as a way of making a correction. I don't understand. It seems to me this is an attempt to get us some immediate response to the neighbors' concerns. It's going to at least provide some more information that we have, and I can't see why we would negate this particular motion that's listed here. Why can't it be done? I mean, this would at least be an attempt to help. If we still have problems, I'm sure there's other things that can be done, but I couldn't support the motion because I think we should act on this. It's here, it's in hand, and I think it is an honest attempt to try to correct the situation. So that's my reasoning on it.
Okay, thank you, Alderman Barber. Alderman Nelson.
Well, Mr. Zimmerman showed up tonight and did say on record that he wants to fix the problem. So that's a big plus to do it. He said it. I'm taking him at his word. I believe he will. He's made some adjustments already. We've asked for other things in the past, and it's moving forward. I understand Alderman Mayor's concerns, and I think they're coming together. I'm not looking to be an obstructionist, but I want to make sure that you've got the owner of the establishment, we've got the representative of the area, we've got the neighbors here, but I'm looking at, you know, Mr. Zimmerman brought up a good point before, is it going to be the county's gig, but to not pay for it twice? Absolutely, he's correct. 100% correct, Mr. Zimmerman. I wouldn't want to pay for two things ever. But what's the direction tonight? Alderman Barber is correct too. We're here tonight, here to make something work. But I agree with Alderman Mayor. We want to make the right thing, do it once, and put it to bed.
Alderman Mayor, behind me first, then Alderwoman Wilhelm.
To one of Alderwoman Hanneman's points, the contract, yes, it absolutely should have been put out for bid, I believe. Glenn was scolded in today's email for not putting something out to bid properly. It should go to bid regardless. Another thing about the study is it's going to be done now for the next 120 days in the off season. What is that going to show? It's going to be done by modeling. What is that going to show? That's not going to show, give them sound in the back of Dale's yard or in Dana's yard or any of the other neighbors who I have been around the neighbors many, many times, and I've heard the sound. If this would have been done when it should have been done in 2018, we would not be sitting here with an issue now tonight. It would have been fixed and solved. Let's fix it. We were all talking about fix the problem. Let's not be obstructionists and let's fix it.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm going to make a few comments and then I'm going to try to offer maybe something that we can all live with. I'm not sure if I can get to that point, but I usually hear from the city attorney, we need the standard form contract. This is not a standard form contract, so I would be really reluctant to move forward with this the way that it is. Also, there's no maximum set on this, and on page 67 in our packet, it said, plus, we shall pay for reimbursable expenses that are included. So any one of those items on page 67 will be reimbursable expenses, and there's no maximum on this. These costs are in addition to. I agree with the comment about the 120 days. There's no active games going on right now, so I'm not sure what exactly we're going to be checking for the sound. And then the alternative would maybe be a combination of what Alderman of the district, Alderman Mayor, would like, and what this says. So the idea would be to stick with the original motion, because on the top of page 67, it says this is valid for 90 days. So if we bring it back in 40, we'll still have 50 more days. If staff does the information and brings it back to us, we'll at that point have an option to go with a more detailed study. We'll have an option to have a standard form contract, and we'll still have the 50 days to accept this if we want to move forward. So that kind of meets a middle road for everyone, and it gives the citizens more information. It leaves the door open. It makes us clean up some of the questions and just gives us a little bit more time, because we obviously aren't having a lot of activity up there anyway.
Well, so, we have a motion on the table.
On the floor, yeah.
On the floor. We can take a vote. Should we take a roll call?
Well, I have a clarification.
Alderwoman?
I think that the motion, if we're going to try to leave the door open and clear up some of these, we might want to put an end date so we don't fall outside the 90 days for this. So I would ask the maker of the motion to consider a 40-day or something time period where the staff report would come back to the council.
Well, you do realize by accepting the alderman's motion that you're agreeing to do nothing.
No, actually, what I heard was he was going to have the staff, maybe the clerk could read back the motion, because I didn't hear do nothing. I heard study the information and bring it back.
Correct. So in the meantime, yeah, this motion is not a motion, so we're actually going to do nothing regarding this item.
Right, but we'll
except
still
for have staff review it.
But we'll still have the option to come back in this, and then we can get the standard form contract and everything else and have additional information on what we might want.
And additionally, staff can prepare a comprehensive report and compare it to this for us. And I would have no problem putting a time frame on 40 days if that works out for staff. If staff is working diligently at it and 40 days comes up, I think we could probably extend that 10 or 20 days, and we would still be within the time frame as Alderwoman suggests. So what I'm looking for is a comprehensive plan proposal that we could put out to bid and contract for compared to this. And nothing is stopping Mr. Zimmerman from doing this now. He can do this anytime he wants. He could have done this for the last 7 years if he was so inclined. So nothing of what we do here is stopping him.
So that you amended that motion. I will second the amendment to the addition of the 40 days.
Okay.
And then we,
Madam, why don't we take a roll call?
I had asked the motion to be read back.
Oh, okay. Let's have the motion read.
The original motion was Alderman Mayer moved to table a contract with Shen, Milsom, and Wilkie for sound consulting services at Ballpark Commons using $5,000 of general fund contingency appropriations for further staff review and preparation of a comprehensive proposal. Seconded by Alderman Nelson, there was an amendment to add and return prior to 40 days.
I seconded.
Kristen seconded.
Did she capture all the points that you needed?
The original motion.
I didn't, you know.
Want to suspend the rules so Mrs. Zimmerman can talk?
No. Let's just get this over with.
No, I was clarifying that I suspended the rules.
Oh, okay.
In the motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so it carries in there, a comprehensive plan, a comprehensive sound study will be prepared by staff in detail, ready to go out for bidding to a reputable company, whoever does that sort of thing.
Whoever does that.
Well, I think it's up to staff and not just some contact that we met at Walmart, which is what it sounds like in your write-up.
Let's not go there. Okay, come on.
It's up to you, Dan. Go ahead.
Wait. I have city attorney, please.
And the city engineer is also raising his hand. I would guess that what he would say is this is a services contract. It is, and he just raised his thumb. It is not a public works contract. Therefore, it is not required to be let for bid.
Agree. Alderwoman Hanneman, you had one more or additional comment?
I did, because I'm unclear about what exactly we're asking staff to do if they don't necessarily have the data with which to do what we're asking them to do. Supposedly, based on what I'm reading here, that Shen, Milsom, and Wilkie has the data they need based on one visit. And I don't know the difference between that data and the data that staff has to work with to put together a comprehensive study, or what that would entail that we would ask an alternate company to do for us. I'm just,
yes.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
Okay. City engineer, first for your input.
And maybe planning manager can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe staff has the expertise to do this. So we may have the data, but I don't know what to do with the data.